This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I shared a story by Susan Kitteridge from Vermont. She's actually a minister in a friend's church. I guess that would be called a Quaker church. She has a horrible story to tell about her grandmother. When her grandmother was 78 years old, she was living alone in New Jersey in an apartment, and a man broke into her apartment in the middle of the night, broke out a window and climbed in and attacked her in the most violent way possible, beat her. And she describes what her grandmother did to cope. She said, after that incident, she said, I can't explain this to you. My grandmother, who was a seamstress, stopped sewing things to create things. She didn't sew anymore. All she did was mend. And Susan said, that's interesting to me, that all she would do was she would mend things. She was fixing things. And she wonders, she speculates in her mind, was my grandmother trying to mend her broken life? It wasn't a matter of creating something new by making a new dress or a new hat or something, a blouse or a sweater. She just put together things that were already made but broken and mended and needed to be fixed. Here's what Susan says. Mending doesn't say this never happened. It says instead, I believe the cross of Christ. Something or someone was surely broken here, but with God's grace, it will rise to new life. So too, my old pajamas, the fence around the garden, the friendship torn by misunderstanding, a country being ripped apart every day, the United States of America, and a global divide of enormous proportions, they all need mending. And Susan said, I'm starting with my pajamas. What do you need to start with? The gospel is about mending a broken heart. The gospel is about mending a broken life. The gospel is about mending a broken spirit. The gospel is about mending a life that needs to be whole again through Christ. In the 1930s in Germany, there was a minister that had particularly a youth ministry when he started, but people don't realize this, is Dietrich Bonhoeffer, famous German minister. He worked with young people. I would call him a youth minister of his day in his younger ministry days. And he said there was a movement in Germany in the 30s that kept saying the church needs to recapture the young people. We got to recapture the youth. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was working with young people as a youth minister in his day, said, no, what we need to do is teach the word of God. Wow, that's it. And what a minister said in 1930 about recapturing the young people of that day applies to 2015, as Alistair Begg said, if the church ever needed teaching of the Bible, it's now. Not 5 years from now. It's not 10 years from now. It's now. And so Paul tells Timothy, handle correctly the word of God. Treat it with respect. Believe it. Lift it up. Affirm it. And I will honor that. I want to go back to that quote of G.K. Chesterton, when people stop believing in God and people stop believing in God's word, it's not a case of they believe nothing, it's a case they believe anything. We live in a nation of people who say, it doesn't matter what you believe about anything. Doesn't matter what you believe about any issue because you just believe what you want, and God comes along and says, no, you believe in my son. The one who says, I will remember your sins no more. Some guy came to church today just to hear that. I will remember your sins no more. God chooses not to remember sins that are confessed to him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.